the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Amen. Well, Pastor told me that nap time started at 2 o'clock, so he only left me 4 minutes. So I'm not quite sure what to do here. Just kidding. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 this afternoon. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. That was a wonderful meal. Thank you to everyone who prepared something. Now they say that turkey has something in it that makes you sleepy, and I know that it is nap time for most of us, and I know it's hard to stay awake after a big meal like that, and it's warm in here, so we've got all of that working against us today, but I'll try to be brief this afternoon. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, look at verse number 18. Verse number 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Let's pray as we get started this afternoon. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful that we can gather this afternoon and look at your word for a few moments. We thank you for all your blessings and for your salvation and for everything you've done for us. I pray that you speak to our hearts now as we look at this verse today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, God's will is for us to give thanks in everything. Sometimes that's hard to do. It's hard to give thanks for difficult things. It's hard to be thankful in the hard times and in the bad times and difficult times of life. But it says, in everything, give thanks, because that's God's will in Christ Jesus for you and I. All of God's blessings, even life itself, is a gift from God. And we can be so thankful. We can find so many things to be thankful for. But I have three things today that I want to look at, specific things that we should be thankful for. Turn back a few pages to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. We must be thankful for our salvation. For our salvation. Colossians chapter 1, we find we must be thankful for salvation. Colossians 1 and verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We'll continue there in a moment. But first of all, God has qualified us for heaven. When we trusted Christ as our Savior, God made us meet or qualified or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. God did not qualify us to go to heaven because of what we can do or because of who we are, but because of the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross. Before we trusted Christ, we were qualified for judgment, for punishment. That's what we were qualified for. We were headed towards the judgment of God. We were separated from God. We were headed towards an eternity in hell. That's what we were qualified for, because there was no way that we could meet God's requirements to get into heaven. But when we were born again, Jesus did the work that was necessary to allow us to go into heaven and to trust Christ as our Savior. We're not going to heaven because we deserve it, but because Christ did the work when He paid the price for salvation on the cross. He redeemed us. He reconciled us. He justified us. He adopted us into His family, and He is preparing a place for us in heaven. Because of Jesus, we will take part in the inheritance of the saints. That's something to be thankful for. Now, look at verse number 13. It says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness?" Not only did God qualify us for heaven, but He delivered us from the power of sin, delivered us from darkness. Before we trusted Christ, we were under the power of darkness. We were in bondage to our sin. The Bible says we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were blinded by sin. We were blinded by Satan. We could try as hard as we might, but there was no escaping that bondage of sin on our own. Now, I was saved at a fairly young age, and so I did not experience the power of darkness like many people who are saved later in life have experienced it. But I have seen in other people's lives the power of sin keeping people in bondage, such bondage. And the only way to get freedom from sin is by accepting Christ as our Savior. Praise God that most of us in the room today have done that. And if you haven't, you need to. When God saved us, He delivered us from the darkness. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, "We were delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." When God saved us by His grace, He rescued us, He delivered us, and He set us free from the darkness of sin. We no longer stand condemned before God, but we stand justified. We are accepted and we are delivered because of Jesus Christ. We're delivered from the darkness and the bondage of sin. What a blessing. Look at the rest of the verse. Verse 13, it says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Now, God translated us into His kingdom when we trusted Christ as our Savior. Translated into His kingdom means to be transferred or moved over into another place. When Christ saved us, He transferred us or moved us from the kingdom of darkness and death, and He put us into His kingdom of light and life. The Bible says in John chapter 5, "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed, transferred, moved from death unto life." The mighty power of God took us up out of the old bondage of our sin, and He transferred us into His kingdom of light and life. Praise God, we're no longer in that bondage of the darkness and sin of the old ruler of this world. We're citizens of heaven. We have a place waiting for us there someday. God has also redeemed us through His blood. Look at verse number 14. It says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Now, what is redemption? What does it mean to be redeemed? To redeem something means to set it free by paying a price, to buy it back. Jesus set us free when He paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He provided redemption for you and I and for anyone who would trust Christ as their Savior. We were in bondage to our sin, but He set us free when we trusted Him. Redemption only comes by faith in Christ. He's the only way to get to God. He's the only way to heaven. And He is the only one who could take the penalty for our sin. There is no way that we could ever pay that penalty and be good enough to get to heaven on our own. But Jesus Christ paid the price for us. He redeemed us and gave us eternal life. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful that God saved me. I'm so thankful for salvation. He set us free. He declared us to be righteous before God instead of guilty. He justified us. He gave us His own righteousness. He redeemed us by the blood of Christ. When was the last time you thanked God that He saved you? We must be thankful for our salvation. Now turn over to Romans chapter 6. Secondly, we must be thankful for sanctification. We must be thankful for sanctification. Sanctification is the change that occurs in our lives since we trusted Christ. God wants us to be changed into His image and become more like Christ and live for God. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 17 says, "But God be thanks that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you." Now God reminds us of our past. Before we were saved, we were the servants of sin. But the verse says, "But God be thanked, we are no longer." Because we trusted Christ as our Savior, we are no longer the servants of sin. We used to be in bondage before we got saved. We served a cruel master of sin. I've seen the lives of many people ruined by the power of sin. Sin ruins people's lives physically, emotionally, mentally, many different ways. Sin leaves nothing but empty regrets and scars. But we are saved from that. We were the servants of sin, and we had no choice but to sin. Yes, we could try to turn over a new leaf. Yes, we could try to do better. But we were in bondage to our sin. But God be thanked, we used to be the servants of sin, but we are no longer if you've trusted Christ. God has changed us. When we remember who and what we used to be before salvation, it shows us how much of a change God has made in our lives since we trusted Christ. That is the process of sanctification. It's something that should continue in our lives until we meet Christ. As the song says, there's been a great change since I've been born again. Think about what God has done in your life since you trusted Christ as your Savior. That is a great change. That is an amazing thing. Have you thanked God lately that He's changed your life? I hope you have. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible lists a number of different sins, and then it says, "Such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified." Listen, no matter who or what we were before we trusted Christ, we are different now. God has changed us, and God wants to continue changing us. All those things are in the past. They're under the blood of Christ, and we can move forward and see how God wants to continue using our lives. God also reminds us of the day when we trusted Christ. At the end of verse 17, it says, "Ye obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered to you." That's talking about the gospel. We obeyed the gospel when we trusted Christ to save us from our sin. Now that we belong to God, we're freed from that old slavery, and we are made the servants of Christ. The chains of bondage to our sin were broken at the cross because of Christ's work on Calvary. And we were forever changed by the gospel. Now verse number 18, it says, "Being then made free, because we are made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Now we touched on this already, but Jesus purchased our freedom when He died on the cross. That is what it means to be redeemed. He bought us. He set us free. He paid the price that was required for us to enter heaven. What a blessing. The Bible says, "If Jesus shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Not partially free, not maybe free if you do this and that, but ye shall be free indeed. Free from the bondage of sin. Now, we have become the servants of righteousness. All we could expect from sin was more sin and death. But as children of God, we experience freedom from sin and the blessings of God in our life. What a great change has occurred in our lives since we trusted Christ. We were in darkness, but Jesus brought us into the light. I am thankful that God wants to change us and make us into people who are useful for His service and for His glory. I am thankful for sanctification. The third thing that we must be thankful for is God's supply. For God's supply. Now turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, that's one of the last few books in the Old Testament, right before Matthew. Habakkuk chapter number 3. If you can't find it, that's all right. Well, I'll just read you the verses. Habakkuk chapter 3. God gives us material supply. God takes care of our needs. We should be thankful for God's supply. Habakkuk chapter number 3 and verse 17. They were going through a difficult time. The prophet says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls." That sounds like a difficult time. But here's what he says in verse 18. "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." Why? Because, verse 19, "The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places." Now, God takes care of our needs. The prophet here is saying, even when times are difficult, when things are hard, I'm still going to praise God. I'm still going to be thankful because God is going to supply. Because God is my strength. Because God is who I am depending upon for help. Even when you go through difficulty, God is still good. Even when you go through hardship in life, God still supplies. Even when you don't understand what's happening in your life, God is still in control. And we can thank God anyway. We should not allow difficult situations to steal our thankfulness for what God has done for us. If we look back at what God has done for us in the past, that gives us hope that God's going to do it again, no matter how difficult the situation may be that we are in at the moment. Now, King David said, "I have been young, and now I'm old." I can't echo that statement, but David said in his experience, he had been young, and now I'm old. He said, "Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." You know, I've seen God provide for needs before I even knew I had a need. Many of you have too. God always provides. God always supplies the needs of His children. That's something I'm thankful for. Now, God not only takes care of us materially and physically, but God takes care of us spiritually as well. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient." It's enough. "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Have you seen God's grace at work in your life? Has it been sufficient? Has God's strength and grace been sufficient for you? It has for me. At times of my greatest difficulties, God's grace has always been sufficient. He's always met our needs in some way. When we need wisdom, God's grace is sufficient. When we need comfort, God's grace is sufficient. When we need encouragement, God's grace is sufficient. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for the peace that He gives us. Thank God for His forgiveness, for the blessing. The Bible says God daily loadeth us with blessings. We don't deserve those things, but God blesses because He loves His children. Praise God for His supply, spiritual supply. Thank God that He is always there for us. Thank God that He is steadfast. He is unchanging. God supplies what we need in every single area of our lives. God has done so much for us, we could never repay Him. Even in 100 lifetimes, we could never repay God for what He has done for us. The least thing that we can do is thank God for what He is doing in our lives and what He has done. And by the way, we shouldn't just say thank you to God because we know we're supposed to do it. We should live our gratitude before God. We should prove to God by how we live that we are thankful for His salvation, for His supply, for His blessing. Does the way you live prove your thankfulness to God? I hope it does. Sit down sometime and think about all the things that God has done in your life. There are many, many other things that we could think about that we could be thankful for. But we need to thank God for our salvation. We need to thank God that He wants to change us and sanctify us. And we must thank God that He supplies our needs when we have those needs. God says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful for everything that You've done for us. Lord, we know that we certainly do not deserve Your love. We certainly don't deserve Your salvation. We don't deserve that You would want to change us and make us into people who can serve You better. We know that we don't deserve Your supply, but Lord, we are so grateful and thankful that You would love us so much to take care of our needs, to give us an eternity, a home in heaven for all eternity. Lord, I pray You'd help us not just to say thank You, but help us to live our gratitude before You every day. And we'll praise You and give You the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your hymnal and turn to number 567 to close the service. 567, The Lord is Good. 567, we'll stand as we sing, and then we'll be dismissed. 567. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with friends and family. You are dismissed.